Let's bring in Horicon softball coach Roger Schlieve as the Marsh Ladies back at the state tournament for the ninth time in program history. Coach, excitement in Horicon for once again getting back to the Goodman Diamond?
Yeah, it's always a good time. A good time when that happens. Kids worked hard, and like I said, we were, it kind of wasn't expected for us because we were in a tough sectional. But they fought, and every game we played, we just hung in there and won a couple at the end. That's that's how it works once in a while.
Coach, can you kind of talk about your run? You said you won a couple at the end, including one against unbeaten and number one run-ranked Boscobel. Just what was that playoff run like for your squad heading into the state tournament, and what were some of the keys to you getting through?
The game against Boscobel, we played, like I said, their pitcher was a stud. She was throwing 64, 65, and kind of mowing us down with that rise ball. And so when we got a couple runners on, we found we could run on them, and they ran, stole second, stole third, and we suicided, squeezed the first one in, and then in the bottom of the seventh, we did it twice.
Cool.
So we got to go on and squeeze her home, and instead of going to one to get the out, they wanted to stop the run from tying, and we got another runner on, put in a fast girl, stole second, stole third, and squeezed her in for the winner.
Coach, you mentioned, with the sectional, you said you weren't quite sure what was going to happen this year. But what were expectations of your squad heading into this season? Because for Horicon, it's almost always got to be ending up at the Goodman Diamond, right?
Right. It is. Like I said, we're very young. Like I said, we start a couple of freshmen and very good freshmen and some sophomores. And so we're young. Like I said, last year we were one game from making it. And we thought this year, we have an opportunity if we play together well. And then in the middle of the season, we just weren't clicking like I was hoping we would, but then because we were playing a lot of weaker teams and we weren't doing what we needed to. When we faced a good team, it was a little tougher, but then all of a sudden all the good teams started coming at the end and we started shoring up some things. The defense got better, our hitting got better, and our pitching got better. So and all of a sudden we found ourselves in the middle of everything, and now we know, hey, we can go win this thing now.
Coach, just what do you think the MO of your squad is this year? What kind of style? Is it a typical Horicon softball team?
Yeah, we're very fast. I mean, I got a lot of speed. I got some power. Great defense, again, like always. We always play good defense. And then, like I said, we got a couple good power hitters. So, we're starting to blend into that team we're used to. Just good fundamental with some good speed and power.
Coach Lizzie Gibbs in the circle can kind of talk about what she brings to the table.
Accuracy. She doesn't miss much. I mean, she's got like 8 walks on the season, I think, something like that. She puts the ball around the plate, and when we struggle, she puts it down the middle too often. But now she's starting to really paint the corners well and hit her spots and still not walking people, and that's been the difference. She hasn't been missing down the middle. She's missing on the edges, which is way better. When she does that, we're a pretty good team then.
Coach, can you talk about your catcher behind the plate this year?
Yeah, she is just a stud freshman. And said she also won the state championship in wrestling. So for a girl, she's just a really a tough kid. Great arm, great hitter. I said she could be one of the best all-time catchers when she's done here. She's that good. She's got the capability of it. And she's just a really, really hardworking catcher and just a really nice player. Just knows the game well enough. And like I said, she just understands what we're trying to do here and figured things out, and she's really getting good with it.
Well, Coach, if somebody hasn't seen your team play, talk about your infield and who they'll see out there on Thursday.
Well, Jelly is our third baseman. She was a first-team all-conference, unanimous choice. Really, she's got the big hit to get us a runner on in the seventh inning. She's just kind of a clutch player, good third baseman, nice and solid, does a good job. And then Paige Bake is at short. She's our senior, and she was also unanimous choice, first-team all-conference. Just fast as heck and just can run like a deer when she gets on. She's very tough to handle. And then at second base, we got, we call her Scooter, but Ella Vorlob, she's the one who got 2 of the squeezes in on Friday. Really good solid second baseman. And then at first, we got Halla Schultz. Just really turned into a solid first baseman for us and plays very solid.
How about in the outfield? Can you talk about your young ladies out there?
Right. I got Paige's sister in left. Maddie Bates, just a heck of an athlete. She'll probably end up being our shortstop next year. Very good athlete, very fast, can hit. And then Emma Miller's in center, and she's been a 4-year starter for us in the outfield. And just the South Lake, she says, 7 of 62, 5 girls out, go trying to get home on a, you know, hit up the middle. And she's our number two lefty slapper and can put the ball in play and just move runners. And then she's also fast. And then you got Mercedes Heller out in right. And she's a really good little power hitter for us and just a solid little defensive player.
Coach, what can you tell us about Iola Scandinavia?
Well, like I said, they're very well coached by Tom Anderson. Like I said, they got a really fast leadoff lefty that's fast. The pitcher is about, about like what we have, maybe a little bit not as much speed. But they're just a good, solid defense. They've got two or three really good hitters that you got to be careful of and pitch around them a little bit. But like I said, if we play our game, I think it should be, we should be able to get that one. The tough one to be if we get through them is Grantsburg. They're very good.
So can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of Grantsburg and Luther on the other side of the bracket?
Luther's okay. We beat them last year in sectionals pretty bad. I mean, they're okay, but they do come out of that weaker sectional. But you never know when you get to state. Anything can happen. But Grantsburg has played some good competition, 20-2, and they're just very, Don has been coaching them for years, and they're down there a lot. And they're, like I said, they got a good pitcher, and they got a good defense, and they got like four or five really good hitters. So they're going to be tough to beat if you get done because they played some good competition. You know, their only two losses are Pacelli and Superior, and Superior's down in Division I at the state tournament.
All right, Coach Roger Schlieve, I appreciate the time. Again, Horicon and Iola Scandinavia Thursday night, approximately 6:30 at the Goodman Diamond. And you can hear that on 1430 WBEV. The audio will also stream at dailydodge.com. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you, Wade. I appreciate your effort, okay?
At Horicon Bank, we not only support our local businesses, we offer tools to help them succeed. Whether you're looking for a business loan with quick approvals, competitive rates, or treasury management services to prevent fraud, Horicon Bank is the partner you can count on. Stop in at one of our convenient Dodge County branches or visit us at horiconbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 434805. Horicon Bank.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Richards Insurance in Beaver Dam or Columbus. Call today at 887-1615 or go online at richardsinsurance.com.
One ice cream, please. No, my ice cream melted, but how?
My favorite flavor, mint chocolate and tears. I'm the trademark summer bummer. With no Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad to save you, you all shall suffer my heat-themed crime spree.
Hold it, you devious flip-flopped foe.
What? Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad? Here after I just cause a massive scene? Impossible.
Face it, summer bummer. With the new Lennox Home Comfort Squad installed here, your pernicious heat waves won't stand a chance.
Darn you, Captain Surefire! I'll be waiting for you.
With a finance plan to fit every budget, today is the time to upgrade to new Lennox Home Comfort System from Surefire, your local Lennox premier dealer. Online at SurefireInc.com.
Be sure with Surefire.
At the Bayside Supper Club on Thursdays from 5 to 8:30, you can have the famous chicken wing and rib combo for $12.99, 10-ounce prime rib for $16.99, or all-you-can-eat deep-fried fantail shrimp for $14.99. Friday is the all-you-can-eat chicken and fish seafood buffet from 4:30 to 9, and Saturday is the prime rib shrimp seafood buffet from 5 to 8:30. Sunday brunch is back every Sunday from 10:30 to 1:30. Book your wedding, anniversary, or birthday celebration now for 2022.
Metalcraft of Mayville has a spot for you on their team at their new Metalcraft Plastics Group facility in Horicon. Bob enjoys working at Metalcraft because of the family-like atmosphere.
I've known most of these people for the 8 years that I've worked here at Metalcraft and really enjoyed getting to know the people as individuals and finding out their talents and figuring out mine and seeing how we can work together to make the product come out perfect.
Join the Metalcraft team. Visit the career tab at mtlcraft.com.
Wearing plumbies make the difference. Metalcraft of Mayville.
Hey,
Back at the Goodman Diamond, Horicon softball on 1430 WBEV, the Division IV state semifinals. My name is Wade Bates. I'm with Jeff Hall, engineering back at the Global Media Center. It's Horicon and Iola Scandinavia. Hey, Leroy Meats and Catering congratulates the Horicon High School softball team on their trip to state. They have two convenient locations in Horicon and Fox Lake. They are your catering headquarters for events such as graduation parties, family reunions, weddings, banquets, and business luncheons. Grilling season, brats, steaks, pork chops, hot ham sundaes as well, a pound of ham and six buns. That's a great deal. Visit LeroyMeats.com for their weekly specials and catering menu. Also, Surefire of Horicon is proud to be cheering on the Horicon softball team, your premier Lennox home comfort dealer. Go online at Surefire.com to learn more about their 0% financing. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this one, and then we'll throw the first pitch. First of all, for Horicon, who is the home team, they are... Leadoff hitter is the shortstop, Paige Bake. Batting second will be the center fielder, Emma Miller. Batting third is the third baseman, Angelica Bushke. Batting fourth, the catcher, Siri Reinwald. In the five hole is the pitcher, Lizzie Gibbs. Batting sixth for the Marsh Ladies is Ella Vorlob. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Mercedes Heller. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Jamie Anderson. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Maddie Bake. Holla Schultz is playing first base. For Iola Scandinavia, making their first ever appearance at the state tournament, they're 19-6. Jalen Sievertson leading off and playing shortstop. Michaela Muck is the center fielder in the two-hole. Batting third, the second baseman, Marin Hoyard. The cleanup hitter is Alexa Kristoff, the first baseman. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Maddie Muck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Maya Heschke. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Chloe Timdahl. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Jaden Krusa. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Julia Munoz. Those are the starting lineups. The opening pitch is coming up next. It's Horicon and Iola Scandinavia, the Division IV state semifinals on 1430 WBEV.
If it has to do with your life and your money, it's a landmark moment. For every...
They said the car needs brakes.
Moment. For every...
We need a vacation.
Moment. And for every...
I want that house.
Moment. And for every landmark moment between, Landmark Credit Union is here to help whenever you want to, need to, or have to spend, borrow, or save money. Landmark Credit Union. To learn more, visit landmarkcu.com/moments. Equal housing opportunity.
Full-time, experienced HVAC service tech needed. Chad Guzzi here of Air Care in Beaver Dam. We are looking to hire a service tech with 3 or more years of experience servicing and maintaining HVAC equipment. We reward hard work with competitive pay, an excellent insurance package, paid time off, retirement, company van, phone, and more. To join our team, stop in at our location just east of Beaver Dam on Highway 33 or give me a call at 920-356-8860.
Metalcraft of Mayville wants you on their team at the Metalcraft Plastics Group facility in Horicon. Bob has seen a lot of positives since Metalcraft acquired the facility.
The minute Metalcraft took over this plant, my wages went up, my benefits went up. The benefit package here is phenomenal. They're understanding. I just came back from surgery. Everybody was so glad to see me come back, but nobody wanted me to push it.
Join the Metalcraft team. Visit the career tab at mtlcraft.com.
Where employees make the difference. Metalcraft of Mayville.
The incentives are officially back on new vehicles at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam. Hello, this is Brent Reed, welcoming you to the Ram Make the Switch event, featuring $3,500 off Ram Bighorn Quad Cabs, $3,250 off the impressive limited production built-to-serve Firefighter Edition Crew Cab, or 0% financing in either model. Hurry in, with deals like this and limited selection, they won't last long. Let our family take care of your family at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam and ReedChrysler.com.
Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are proud to support all area athletes. While at home watching or listening to your favorite sports team, why not be comfortable? McKinstry's is a Lazy Boy comfort studio. We have sofas, recliners, sectionals, and reclining sofas in stock and ready for prompt delivery. Stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and add comfort to your home.
Year after year, McKinstry's. Open the door or the window. To a new career, Hometown is growing and now hiring window installers. You'll enjoy excellent benefits, paid vacation, and paid holidays. This is not a fly-by-night window company. Hometown Glass and Improvement is a family-run business with over 30 years in the industry. Apply in person today at Hometown Glass and Improvement, Highway 33 east of Beaver Dam, or visit online at hometownglass.com.
Back at the Goodman Diamond, Wade Bates with you for Horicon Softball at the state tournament on your hometown station, 1430 WBEV. If you are listening to the broadcast, let us know where you're at. I'd like to hear from you. Sports at dailydodge.com is the email. Sports at dailydodge.com. I can tell you this, almost the whole town of Horicon is here as I look to my right. Iola Scandinavia also packing the place. We got the orange to our right. The orange wave into the left. Iola Scandinavia, the Thunderbirds, came in blaze. I guess I can't call it blaze orange. It's bright highlighter yellow to my left. So two contrasting colors here today. But it should be a great ball game. Now, both teams are orange and black, though, so maybe that's why Iola Scandinavia went with the highlighter yellow on their state jerseys. Hey, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is proud to sponsor the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award. They've done that since 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling to gymnastics to softball, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. Also, high school sports officials is something that has probably... let's start that one over. A high school sports official is someone who has probably played the game, probably coached the game, and is definitely a fan of the game. And someone who wants to give something back to the game. The game has touched their lives, and now as an official, they can help touch them and positively affect the lives of student-athletes playing the game today. Get involved in officiating. It's easy. Go online to WIAA.org and apply to become a WIAA licensed official. That message brought to you by the WIAA. Also, there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits of their own performance and recommend drinking milk, and it benefits their performance and recommend drinking milk to others. To learn more, visit GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the first pitch. This is Horicon Softball at the state tournament on WBEB.
Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster at Columbus Family Dental. If you've been unhappy with your smile, it's time that you come and see us. Our team of doctors are waiting to help you get your smile back. We'll take the time to talk with you and treat you like a member of our family, not just another number. Whether it's a whole mouth makeover or simply a little tweak, we'll find the right solution that fits you. For your free, no-pressure consultation, call us today at 623-5559.
Did you know that we offer Casasa Rewards checking accounts? All Casasa Rewards accounts include refunds and ATM withdrawal fees when you meet the monthly qualification criteria. There's no monthly maintenance fee and no minimum balance requirement. Best of all, you get rewarded for doing things you probably do anyway, such as using your debit card, setting up a direct deposit, and taking an e-statement. Every month is a new chance to qualify, and there's no penalty if you miss. Ask for Casasa today. Restrictions and qualifications apply. Restrictions may vary. Please contact us for details.
Here we go, top half of the first inning, the Division IV state semifinals. Horicon, the home team. Lizzie Gibbs in the circle with Bushke, Bake, Vorlob, and Schultz, the infield. Here's her first pitch. That's a little bit low. Bake, Miller, and Heller, the outfield. Reinwald is the catcher. Jalen Sievertson will lead things off for the Thunderbirds, batting from the right side. Here's the 1-0 pitch, grounded over to second base. Vorlov's going to pick it up, and there's one away. Again, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on 1430 WBEV. No video when you get to the state tournament. It's all audio. We're glad to be able to fit this one in. Here's Michaela Muck, the center fielder, hitting 321. Scored 28 runs this year, has 13 RBI, another right-handed hitter. Oricon's in the black pants, the orange high socks, which I love, the white jerseys with the Oricon logo, no sleeves for the Marsh Ladies. Well, at least Gibbs is working with no sleeves. Second pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Kind of got a half and half mix of no sleeves and sleeves. Iola Scandinavia's got the orange jerseys, black pants. They also have the orange high socks. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side into the stands. We'll stay at 0-2. Again, Grantsburg was a winner in the first sectional or state semifinal, I should say, earlier today. Like, that game was going to be done in about 45 minutes with the way Grantsburg was pounding the ball early, and then it stretched out to 2 hours. We were worried about getting on before the barn show was over. And Roger Schlieve, 33 years coaching, approaching 600 wins for the Marsh Ladies. Pitch missed outside. Tom Anderson, the skipper for Iola Scandinavia, in his 31st year with 417 wins. Here's the 1-2 pitch, grounder to third. That's going to be gobbled up by Bushke, and she'll throw across the diamond. There's two away. That'll bring in Maren Hoyard. She's a second baseman, a junior, hitting 349 this year. Gibbs will wind and deliver a strike. It's 0-1. And the Marsh Ladies making their ninth appearance in program history at the state tournament. This is the first for Iola Scandinavia. Marsh Ladies have four titles on their resume. That one missed outside. 2002 and 2003, they went back-to-back. In 2018 and 2019, they went back-to-back. Marsh Ladies also appeared 91, 96, 2001, 2011. Here's the 1-1. Bushke again takes it at third, throws across the diamond. Three up and three down in the top half of the first. We head to the bottom half. This is Oricon Softball at State on 1430 WBEV.
We're ready when you are. Chad Guzzi here of Air Care and Beaver Dam. We have equipment and the manpower to keep you comfortable. We've been pre-buying and stocking up on quality Carrier furnaces and air conditioners, so our trained team can meet your comfort needs without any unnecessary delays. Be sure to ask about air cleaners, humidifiers, and dehumidifiers to enhance the comfort of your home or business. Air Care, big enough to serve you, small enough to care, 920-356-8860.
Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are proud to support all area athletes. While at home watching or listening to your favorite sports team, why not be comfortable? McKinstry's is a Lazy Boy comfort studio. We have sofas, recliners, sectionals, and reclining sofas in stock and ready for prompt delivery. Stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and add comfort to your home.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Back at the Goodman Diamond in Madison, bottom of the first for the Oricon Marsh Ladies. Paige Bake going to lead things off, the shortstop, facing Maddie Muck, who's a righty, making her 19th appearance. Got a 12-2 record, 2.54 ERA, three shutouts, 91 innings pitched. First pitch is fouled off. 86 hits, 40 runs, 33 earned, 18 walks, 55 Ks. Lizzie Gibbs' numbers, by the way, she's 19-6, the 2.97 earned run average. 143 and two-thirds for Lizzie. 167 hits, 80 runs, 61 earned, 106 strikeouts. Bake's going to foul it down the right side. It's quickly 0-2. All of Scandinavia comes out of the Central Wisconsin East Conference. They were runner-up to Bondwell. They knocked off 4-3 in 9 innings in the sectional semifinals. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's a gapper to the right side. It's going to drop for a base hit. Banks going to round first, and she is going to have a stand-up double for the Marsh Ladies. Paige Bake went the other way and hustled around first. Here's Emma Miller. Miller hitting a 439 this year. Got a triple, a couple of doubles, 20 RBI, batting from the left side. Again, we're at the Goodman Diamond. She's squared to bunt. Just a perfect night for softball. Again, sports at dailydodge.com. Want to know where you're at here tonight. Ryan Gable listening in the car today on his way to the Bayside Supper Club. Appreciate him having us on. Bunt gets put down by Miller. Scooting over to third is Bake. And there's one away on the sack bunt. Here's Jelly Bushke. Four. She's hitting 494. Got 7 homers, 44 RBI. She'll take a strike. First team all Trailways South. Horicon finished runner-up in that league behind Deerfield. Here's the delivery. She's going to square to bunt again. Here at the pregame show, Marsh Ladies use small ball to beat Boscobel, number one ranked team in the state. Bakes at third. Always great to come to the state tournament, see lots of people you know. We're members of the media. Here's the windup and the delivery, right back up the middle. That's going to be scooped up by Siebertson. She'll throw across the diamond, but Bake will cross home plate, and the Marsh Ladies lead 1-0. Here's Siri Reinwald, hitting 463. See if the Marsh Ladies can start over here with the bases clear. Muck took something off of that one and caught the inside corner. Pretty straight away for Reinwald. That one rolled in. It hit her on the bounce. So Reinwald will reach. Reinwald's the catcher, so we'll get a courtesy runner. Frederick. Horicon softball at 1430 WBEV, also streaming at dailydodge.com. Wade Bates with you here. Glad to be at the Goodman Diamond. Hopefully the first of two games at state for the Marsh Ladies. Here's Lizzie Gibbs, the sophomore pitcher. Runner on the move, throw down to second is on the shortstop side of the bag. Frederick slides in safely. It's already 1-0 Marsh Ladies here, bottom of the first. And winner plays Grantsburg at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Liner to short, that's going to be gobbled up there by Sievertson. She'll throw over to first, but the Marsh Ladies strike 4-1. We head to the second. Horicon 1, Iola Scandinavia nothing. This is the Division 4 state semifinals at 1430 WBEV.
Improve your view with new windows and enjoy summer year-round with a sunroom from Hometown Glass and Improvement. Schedule your free estimate with Hometown today and choose from an amazing selection of windows with over 10 top brands. Shop local and leave your home improvements to the area experts. Visit their showroom on Highway 33 east of Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement and call the schedule. Schedule your free estimate today at 887-3757. Hometown Glass and Improvement.
At Horicon Bank, we not only support our local businesses, we offer tools to help them succeed. Whether you're looking for a business loan with quick approvals, competitive rates, or treasury management services to prevent fraud, Horicon Bank is the partner you can count on. Stop in at one of our convenient Dodge County branches or visit us at horiconbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 434805. Horicon Bank.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 Horicon. Division 4 state semifinals. Rich Van de Zand here, umped the game before us. Stopped up to the broadcast booth and said hi. Fine umpire, you see him all over the place. Kristoff going to lead things off against Lizzie Gibbs, and Gibbs misses outside. Here's Gibbs, the 1-0. A liner to left, that's going to drop for a base hit. Kristoff with a leadoff single here in the second.
The pitcher, Maddie Muck.
Here's Maddie Muck, the pitcher. She's a sophomore hitting 400. And Kristoff will stand at first. They're going to play in at the corners, anticipating a bunt. Here's Gibbs, winds and delivers. Shot right back up the middle. It's going to get by the infield that was playing slightly in as Bate couldn't get there. There's going to be two on with nobody out for Iola Scandinavia. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Want to know where you're at tonight? Anywhere across the region? Bruce Kaufman checks into the broadcast. He says, congratulations, Horicon. Make Dodge County proud. Heschke offered and missed at that, was trying to put down a bunt. Maya Heschke, a sophomore, hitting 296. It's 0-1, nobody out, two on, top of the second. Bunt is fouled back to the screen. Rich Van de Zand standing right behind me, Bruce. It's 0-2 on Heschke. Wind up the delivery. That's going to be hammered to left. Bake's going to get it in quickly, so it's station-to-station softball for the Thunderbirds here in the second. Three straight singles.
Chloe Tindall.
Here's Chloe Tindall, the right fielder, with nobody out. Thunderbirds have something going here. Top of the second, the D2 state semifinals. Gibbs will get the sign from the dugout. Infield's in all the way around. That's in there for a strike. Outfielder's also playing real shallow here against Tindall. Fouled it off. It's 0-2. Gibbs needs a K right here. Roger Schlieve, 595 and 178. He's getting number 600 early next season. He caught all of his Horicon Bandits, Wisconsin Bandits victories. That's a little bit high. Probably double that. Not quite double, but a lot of victories there. It's 1-2 to Tindall. Gibbs will wind and deliver. Swung on and missed. There's one away. Tindall goes down on strikes. It's going to bring up Jaden Cruza, a junior. She's hitting 194. the left fielder. Infield still playing in. Risers a little bit high. Good to see our good friend Gene Delisio here from Marshfield. He's got the game after ours. Been broadcasting since the 70s. Here's the 1-0. Foul back. It's 1-1. Boy, just looking to our right. So many Horicon people made the trip here today. Of course, they backed their softball team. Great sports town is Horicon. Was out there. Brought a Horicon golf shirt. Here's the 1-1. That's foul back. It's 1-2. Watching the facilities being built there as they're getting a new athletic complex. Right on the campus site. It's going to be fantastic. Again, appreciate Jeff Hall spinning the dials and pushing the buttons back at the Radio Ranch today. Here's the 1-2. Right back to the mound. Gibbs is going to throw to the plate, and then the relay to first is in time. Reinwald with the quick turn at the plate for the unconventional 1-2-3 double play. And the Marsh ladies get out of it, heading to the bottom of the second. No score on 1430 WBEV.
One ice cream, please. No, my ice cream melted, but how?
My favorite flavor, mint chocolate and tears. I'm the trademark summer bummer. With no Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad to save you, you all shall suffer my heat-themed crime spree.
Hold it, you devious flip-flopped foe.
What? Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad? Hereafter, I just cause a massive scene? Impossible.
Face it, summer bummer. With the new Lennox Home Comfort Squad installed here, your pernicious heat waves won't stand a chance.
Darn you, Captain Surefire. I'll be waiting for you.
With a finance plan to fit every budget, today is the time to upgrade to new Lennox Home Comfort System from Surefire, your local Lennox premier dealer. Online at SurefireInc.com.
Be sure with Surefire.
Bottom half of the second here at the Goodman Diamond. It's 1-0 Marsh Ladies here at the state tournament. I am Wade Bates. Jeff Hall spinning the dials and pushing the buttons back at the Global Media Center. Thanks for coming on board here today as Horicon looking for their fifth state championship in program history. Got to get through this one first to have a chance to play for a gold ball on Saturday morning. Orlov leads it off. First pitch swinging. Pops it up on the infield. Sievertson will squeeze it just onto the outfield grass. And there's one away. Pop out to short. Here's Mercedes Heller.
Mercedes Heller.
Murr's hitting 449. She'll take one upstairs. It's one of those state tournaments where I could just hang out all day long. If Horicon gets through, that may just happen on Saturday. Here's the 1-0. Chopper right back up the middle. That's going to get by Sievertson into center field for a base hit. Heller with a one-out single. Here's Jamie Anderson, the DH. That had some top spin on it and skipped right by Sievertson. Anderson hitting 364. Muck delivers. And Anderson swings and misses. And right on the lake over right field, maybe 100 yards. The Goodman Diamond, former baseball facility. Liner to the right side. It's going to be caught by Hoyard, and she'll throw over to first. And a double off Heller, and there's a double play to end the inning. Much like the double play to end the top of the second, the bottom of the second ends the same way. Heading to the third, it is 1-0 Horicon at the Division IV state semifinals. And we'll tell you that Leroy Meats and Catering would like to congratulate Horicon's softball team on their trip to the state tournament. They have two convenient locations at Horicon and Fox Lake. They're your catering headquarters for events such as graduation parties, family reunions, weddings, banquets, and business luncheons. Grilling season, brats, steaks, pork chops. Don't forget about their hot ham on Sundays. That's 1 pound of hot ham and 6 buns, all together in one package. Visit LeroyMeats.com for their weekly specials and a catering menus. Also, Surefire in Horicon is proud to be cheering on the Marsh Ladies, your premier Lennox home comfort dealer. Go online to SurefireInc.com. That's SurefireInc.com to learn more about the 0% financing that they have. Horicon will run their entire squad out into right field between innings to throw and stay loose. Keep the kids active. As Lizzie Gibbs back out there for the third.
Leading off the third for the T-Birds, third baseman,
Julia Munoz will lead off, the third baseman for Iola Scandinavia, kind of the central part of Wisconsin. Iola, you may know Iola from the car show. Been there a few times. I don't think I've ever been to Scandinavia. Gibbs will miss outside. Teams such as Amherst, Wyawega, Fremont, Shiocton, Wittenberg, Burnham Wood, and Menominee Indian are in their league. Here's the 1-0. Fly ball, right side. It's going to barely get onto the out of the infield. That'll be caught by Vorlov. One away. Here's Sievertson, who grounded to second to lead off the game.
The shortstop, Kaitlin
Sievertson. Sievertson will dig in. Getting a lot of orange here on the field today. Old Glory out in center field now, laying limp. Now no wind at all. Gibbs misses high. It's 1-0. One away here in the third. We play seven. There will be another game here tonight as well. Here's the 1-0. Fister foul on the right side. It's going to be caught in foul territory by Schultz. That thing was tailing away from Schultz, and she was able to snow cone it. There's two away. For Muck, the center fielder. Muck grounded to third. Chopper to Bushke back in the first. She'll take one upstairs. It's 1-0. Brewers got beat today 8-3 at American Family Field. You heard that. That was a marathon game. Cut into the barn show. How dare they? Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. They got swept by the Phillies, and they go out to Washington tomorrow. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch here on WBEV, 6:05 to be exact. Here's the 1-1 offering. Low and in the dirt, dug out of there by Reinwald. Roger Schlieve spent all 33 years at Horicon. Mentions the Wisconsin Bandits program is fantastic as well. Here's the 2-1. Popped it up on the left side. Jelly Bushke will squeeze it at third, and three up and three down for the Marsh Ladies in the top half of the frame. We go to the bottom half. It's 1-0 Horicon on 1430 WBEV.
Yes, I did know that it is hard to talk and eat without teeth. Whether it's fixing up what you already have or replacing missing teeth, Preferred Dental Partners can help. You use your teeth every day, all day. Why not make the investment into your health, comfort, and happiness? Teeth can help you improve your confidence and help you enjoy life and food more. At Preferred Dental Partners, we can offer multiple solutions to your dental problems without having to make multiple trips to specialists far away. Call us today to find out why we're different.
The incentives are officially back on new vehicles at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam. Hello, this is Brent Reed welcoming you to the Ram Make the Switch event featuring $3,500 off Ram Bighorn quad cabs, $3,250 off the impressive limited production built-to-serve firefighter edition crew cab, or 0% financing on either model. Hurry in. With deals like this and limited selection, they won't last long. Let our family take care of your family at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam and ReedChrysler.com.
Bottom of the third, Patty Mankins in for the Marsh Ladies. She'll take one low. 1-0 Horicon. They put one on the board in the bottom half of the first inning. An RBI ground out by Jelly Bushke. Here's the 1-0. That's in the dirt. Maddie Muck and Julia Munoz, the only two that have thrown for Iola Scandinavia this season. Muck with 18 appearances, Munoz with 13. Pretty much all Lizzie Gibbs for Horicon, with Maddie Bake getting a few innings. Fly ball to the right side. That's going to hook foul. Told you, I'm on a dieter if you listen to WBEV morning show, so it's hard for me to come to the ballpark. Person next to me was crushing, I think, like a couple of bratwursts here. I just asked to smell her brat, and she kind of gave me a funny look. But I'm actually going to order nachos, she said. I'm like, don't do that, please. Here's the 2-1. Fall back to the right side. It's 2-2. People still filing in here on this beautiful night for softball. Again, appreciate Jeff Hall working with us today. Fly ball to center field. The Muck will squeeze it. And there's one away. Swing back to the top of the order. Paige Bake.
Shortstop. Paige Bake.
Bake scored in the first. And a line one to second. That'll be taken in one hop by Hoyard, and there's two away. For Miller.
Emma Miller.
She had her sacrifice bunt back in the first after Bake doubled to lead off the game. Here's the delivery. Missed outside. Both pitchers get the pitches sent in via the dugout. Here's the 1-0. That one just missed. It's 2-0. Bottom of the third. 1-0 Horicon if you're just joining us. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Send us an email if you couldn't make the trip to the Goodman Diamond. Following it off to the left side. It's 2-1. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Missed upstairs. It's 3-1. Grounded to first, just foul. Miller, 82 at-bats, 26 hits, 31 runs, 20 RBI, 366 slugging average. Here's the 3-1 upstairs, and Miller draws the two-out walk. Melissa Gearing and Crystal Bates listening to the broadcast today on my deck. Hello, ladies. Here's Jelly Bushke. Again, that RBI ground out, the only runs on the board, run of the board. Runners on the move. Throw down to second is late. Miller will steal second. Now, Bushke kind of swung at that after the pitch came through, I think, to distract the catcher, Hershke. Runner in scoring position for Bushke. 0-1, and she offers it that one and misses. Playing Bushke straight away, infield and outfield. It's 0-2. Muck delivers. It's popped up on the infield, and it's going to be dropped as it trickled into foul territory over here by Munoz at third. Ball had a lot of topspin on it. It looked like it was going to stay fair, and Munoz got a glove on it as it kept going away from her on the near side. New life for Jelly Bushke. Miller's at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That just missed. It's 1-2. Yeah, I drove out to Horicon last week. Pick up a golf shirt I bought. I love the Horicon Marshman golf logo. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball to left and deep. Up over the head of Cruza. That's off the top of the wall. Miller's going to score. Bushke is going to round second. And she is heading to third. Here's the throw. It's late. Jelly Bushke. The two-out triple to the left. And it's 2-0 Marsh Ladies. He missed a home run by about 2 feet. Here's Siri Reinwald. The throw actually beat Bushke to third, and she slid around it. Heard the Horicon crowd. There's the pitch to Reinwald. Talked to her mom before the game. Got some pronunciations. Made sure I had them all right for Horicon. Don't want any of those emails tomorrow morning. Here's the 0-1. That just missed. And sports at dailydodge.com. Want to know where you're at? Tell us where you're listening today. Some of the fine partners that help make this possible include John Deere, Horicon Works, Preferred Dental Partners, and Ergo Bank. Popped it up on the infield. Muck says she has it, and she will make the grab just outside the circle. But Horicon adds one more. We head to the fourth. It's 2-0 Marsh Ladies, the Division II state semifinals.
Did you know that we offer Casasa Rewards checking accounts? All Casasa Rewards accounts include refunds and ATM withdrawal fees when you meet the monthly qualification criteria. There's no monthly maintenance fee and no minimum balance requirement. Best of all, you get rewarded for doing things you probably do anyway, such as using your debit card, setting up a direct deposit, and taking an e-statement. Every month is a new chance to qualify, and there's no penalty if you miss. Ask for Casasa today. Restrictions and qualifications apply. Restrictions may vary. Please contact us for details.
Did you know you don't have to suffer with loose, poor-fitting dentures? What if you didn't have to worry about gluing in your dentures just to have a meal with friends and family? At Preferred Dental Partners, we can provide a better way with dental implants. These implants can be done in our office and many times can be used to hold in the dentures you already have. Call the doctors at Preferred Dental Partners to see how they can help you eat worry-free. You can find Preferred Dental Partners in Beaver Dam and Horicon or online at pdpdentist.com.
Two nothing Horicon heading to the fourth inning, the Division IV state semifinals on 1430 WBEV. The audio also streaming at dailydodge.com. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for state softball. Broadcast brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Landmark Credit Union, Metalcraft of Mayville, and Kevin Cardine, your American Family Insurance agent. Lizzie Gibbs back in the circle. First pitch swinging. Hoyard. Bushke will pick it up and throw her out. One away, just like that. Here's Kristoff.
First baseman, Alexa Kristoff.
Kristoff. Singled, got stranded at third as the Marsh Ladies saw Iola Scandinavia load the bases with nobody out in the second. Got out of it, a strikeout and a double play. That was upstairs. That one missed the low and inside. It's 2-0. We're in the fourth already. Fly ball to left. That's foul out of play. 2-3-0 the line for the Marsh Ladies, 0-3-0 for Iola Scandinavia. Yeah, have you ever been to the car show in Iola? Good times. Here's the 2-1, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Ryan Gables at the Bayside Supper Club tonight getting his prime rib. They're a fine partner here on the broadcast today, along with Richards Insurance. The 2-2, swung on and missed. Down goes Kristoff, and there's two away. Second K of the evening for Gibbs. Here's Maddie Muck, the pitcher. She singled and got stranded at second, back in the second. Chopper to second. Borlob will throw her out. Three up and three down for Iola Scandinavia, heading to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Horicon in the Division 4 state semifinals on 1430 WBEV.
With American Family Insurance, you've got the ultimate road trip companion. Our travel peace of mind package is there to help when things don't go as planned. From roadside assistance to rental car coverage, I'll help you prepare for bumps in the road while you pack your bags. Just ask me how.
Contact Michelle Wani, agent at Michelle Wani Agency, Inc. at 602 Washington Street in Horicon or call 920-485-2110 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Metalcraft of Mayville wants you on their team at the Metalcraft Plastics Group facility in Horicon. Bob has seen a lot of positives since Metalcraft acquired the facility.
The minute Metalcraft took over his plant, my wages went up. My benefits went up. The benefit package here is phenomenal. They're understanding. I just came back from surgery. Everybody was so glad to see me come back, but nobody wanted me to push it.
Join the Metalcraft team. Visit the career tab at mtlcraft.com.
Wearing plumbies make the difference. Metalcraft of Mayville.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's 2-0 Horicon on 1430 WBEV. Jacob Ludeman checked in, said he's listening to the game from UW Children's with his 8-month-old fighting leukemia. Well, Jacob, thoughts and prayers to you and your family. Hope everything and your 8-month-old can battle through that. Appreciate being able to help you pass the time a little bit. Marsh Ladies got a single run in the first, a single run in the third. Here's Lizzie Gibbs leading things off. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Line to base hit to left. Gibbs with that leadoff single. Crowd's making noise here. Not sure how much you can pick up in the background, but both these fan bases are into this one. Going to get a courtesy runner once again.
Courtesy runner for the pitcher, Gibbs, number 12, Brianna Beekel.
Brianna Beekel is going to be the courtesy runner for Gibbs.
Second baseman, Ella
Vorlob. Here's Vorlob. Ella popped out the short in her lone plate appearance today. Third baseman Munoz is halfway to the plate expecting a bunt. Muck taking her time in the circle now. Checking the wristband. Here's the 1-0. Runner on the move. The throw is going to be in time, and they're going to throw out Beekel. Beekel didn't get a great jump there. Not sure if Vorlob missed the sign there. But there's one away. It's 1-1 count. Here's the 1-1. Catches the inside corner. It's 1-2.
Oh,
We're in the bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Marsh Ladies. The 1-2 pitch just missed upstairs. .200 down the lines, .218 to the power alleys here at Goodman Diamond, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. Here's the 2-2 and liner. That's going to be snow cone and caught and then dropped by Sievertson. Sievertson skied for that and snow coned, and when she hit the ground, the ball popped out. An infield hit for Vorlov. She hit that one on the screws, and I think Tom Anderson is going to come out and ask to think, wondering if Sievertson had that long enough to call it an out. I'd be okay either way because it looked like she had it, and when she came down and rolled over, the ball rolled out. Let's wait and see what the officials, the umpires, are going to talk about. Because she snow-coned it. She had to get as high as she could jump right there, and that was a Sports Center-esque type play. And then when she hit the ground, it came out. She didn't make a play like to throw to... Well, there's nobody on base, so... I think they're going to have to let this stand, I think, because... She hit the ground, it came out. I don't think she had it long enough. Long discussion here. Now the third umpire is going to come and join the conversation. I think you have to call that a base hit. Our umpires today, Jim Schaefer is at home plate. Larry Butchberger is at first, and Chet Markham is at third. They're going to keep it where it is. That is a base hit. I think that was the right call. But the umpires did the right thing. Went and talked about it. And there you go. So Vorlov's on. Here's Heller. Mercedes singled and got doubled off on that liner by Anderson to end the second. One out, one on here in the fourth. Muck's going to miss low. Liner to left. That's a base hit right by Sievertson. The left fielder, Cruza, is going to bobble. They're going to wave around third, Vorlov, and she's going to score all the way from first. On the little bobble over there by Cruza, that was enough for Roger Schlieve to wave around Vorlov, and she scored. It's 3-0 Marsh Ladies. I'm going to call that a single. They'll advance on the error. We had a Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram visit to the mound by Coach Anderson. Leroy Meats and Catering congratulates the Horicon softball team on their trip to state. Two convenient locations in Horicon and in Fox Lake. If you're looking for a great brat fry, there's always one at Leroy Meats. They're your catering headquarters for graduation parties, family reunions, weddings, banquets, and business luncheons. LeroyMeats.com. Check them out. LeroyMeats.com. Heller with the single advances on the error, and here's Anderson. Boy, Vorlov raced around second, and then she was about halfway to third when the bobble happened by Cruza. And Roger Schlieve said, score, and she did, standing up. First pitch to Anderson's a little bit low. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-0. Horicon leading Iola Scandinavia. Fly ball to the gap in left center. That is deep, and that's going to one-hop the wall. Heller's going to cruise home, and Anderson's going to cruise into second with a stand-up double. 4-0, Marsh Ladies. Oricon's got it going at the plate here. We get another courtesy runner. Grace Condon is going to pinch run for Anderson, who will most likely re-enter. Here's Maddie Bake. She flew out to center in her lone at bat. Production all throughout the lineup today for Coach Schlieve. Just one out here in the fourth. It's 2-0. Two runs already in. Fouled it straight back. It's 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Grounder to short. Sievertson's going to pick it up. Fake the throw to first, and then she will tag Condon. Bake is going to reach on a fielder's choice, and Condon is out. There's two away. Here's Paige Bake. Got a double and a run scored and a ground out to second. Muck delivers one low. Got Maddie Muck and Michaela Muck. Senior and a sophomore. Maddie, the sophomore, is in the circle. Delivers quickly again. That catches the lower portion of the strike zone. It's 1-1. Again, full day of softball action tomorrow. And championship Saturday. Here's the 1-1. 5 divisions now for softball. It's been a few years with that. That's why they have that extra game at 8:30 tonight. The Division 5 semis are split tonight and tomorrow. That one missed low and away. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption and Thorpe will be playing tonight after this one, and then Barneveld and Edgar tomorrow before you move on to Division 2 and 1 semifinals. Here's the 3-1. Right back to Muck. She'll grab it and throw over to Kristoff. But the Marsh Ladies score a pair in the fourth, heading to the fifth. 4-0. Horicon over Iola Scandinavia in the Division 4 state semifinals on 1430 WBEV.
My dentist cares about me.
Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster. At Columbus Family Dental, we care about you and your entire family. We're here to provide comprehensive, convenient care for you and your loved ones in a comfortable, laid-back environment. Whether you need braces for the kids or cosmetic work for yourself, we're here waiting for you. Call us today at 623-5559 to set up your no-pressure, free consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Come to Columbus Family Dental. The people here are nice, and I trust them.
The incentives are officially back on new vehicles at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam. Hello, this is Brent Reed, welcoming you to the Ram Make the Switch event, featuring $3,500 off Ram Bighorn Quad Cabs, $3,250 off the impressive limited production built-to-serve Firefighter Edition Crew Cab, or 0% financing in either model. Hurry in, with deals like this and limited selection, they won't last long. Let our family take care of your family at Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beaver Dam and ReedChrysler.com.
Got an email. They're listening at the world famous Heine's Famous Pizza in Horicon. Appreciate them having us on here today. All the patrons dialing in Horicon softball on 1430 WBEV. Top of the fifth, 4-0 Marsh Ladies. Here's Muck. Swung right through that one. It's 0-1. Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Air Care, Hometown Glass and Improvement. Also bringing you state softball, popped up on the infield, right over to Vorlob, and there's one away. Columbus Family Dental, Michelle Wani, your American Family Insurance Agent. Leroy Meats and Catering, also bringing you the broadcast. Here's Tim Dahl. She was a strikeout victim back in the second. Horicon to go to the state title game. Popped it up on the right side. And that's going to be caught in the stands. Now, Horicon mentioned they've won four titles. They also were runner-up in 2001. Dropped their opener in 91, 96, and the 2011. Gibbs delivers, and that's going to be scooped up on one knee by Bates. She'll throw across the diamond and get her. Wow. Paige Bake slid on one, got up and threw her out. There's two away. Here's Crusa. Crusa hit into that 1-2-3 double play to end the second inning. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Gibbs delivers again. Threw it right by Crusa. It's 0-2. Gibbs looking for her third straight perfect inning. Only hits she gave up were the first three in the second. Here's the 0-2. Liner, that's going to get by Bake for a base hit. It's my fault for saying that. I'll take full responsibility. Crusa with the two-out single. Now that brings up Munoz. Going to get a courtesy runner as well. I guess this will technically be a pinch runner as Crusa's the left fielder. Then they'll re-enter. Abby Iserman. Here's Julian Munoz, as we mentioned. She popped out the second. And her lone AB tonight. Grounded to Bushke. She'll short hop it. Throw across the diamond. Just like that. Down go the Thunderbirds. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-0 Horicon in the D4 state semifinals.
With American Family Insurance, you've got the ultimate road trip companion. Our travel peace of mind package is there to help when things don't go as planned. From roadside assistance to rental car coverage, I'll help you prepare for bumps in the road while you pack your bags. Just ask me how.
Contact Michelle Wani, agent at Michelle Wani Agency, Inc. at 602 Washington Street in Horicon or call 920-485-2110 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Horicon Bank, we not only support our local businesses, we offer tools to help them succeed. Whether you're looking for a business loan with quick approvals, competitive rates, or treasury management services to prevent fraud, Horicon Bank is the partner you can count on. Stop in at one of our convenient Dodge County branches or visit us at horiconbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 434805. Horicon Bank.
Bottom half of the fifth, 4-0 Horicon at the Goodman Diamond. I am Wade Bates, Jeff Hall pushing the buttons and spinning the dials at the Global Media Center. The MVP, Jeff Hall. Maddie Muck still in the circle for Iola Scandinavia. We'll face Emma Miller. We've got a sacrifice bunt and a walk and a run scored on her resume today. I haven't ever had Heine's Pizza yet. I don't have to get out there. Let us know where you're listening to the broadcast today, at home, at a business, anywhere. Called off to the left side. I think that's going to get down. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Sports at DailyDodge.com. I always love state tournament softball. Trish Ladron checked into the broadcast. As did Brad Pryor. Here's the 2-1. Bunt is down. Miller's going to beat it out for an infield single. Miller laid the bunt down to the left side. And she'll have a leadoff single here in the fifth for Jelly Bushke.
Angelica Bushke.
She's 1-for-2 with a couple of RBI and a triple here in the state semifinal. Hammer went off the top of the wall back in the third. Bushke takes one on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Yeah, if Horicon holds on, we'll be on the air right around 10:15 on Saturday morning for the state championship game. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Foul back. It's 0-2. Paige Bake and Jelly Bushke were both first team all Trailways South. Gibbs, Miller, and Reinwald were second team picks. Anderson was honorable mention. Here's the 0-2 from Muck. Popped it up on the infield. Sievertson says she has it, and she does for the first out of the inning. Here's Siri Reinwald. Runner on the move, and there's going to be not really a play at second as Miller beat that thing easily. Courtesy throw down to second. I think Tom Anderson even said he should have just eaten that one to his catcher, Heschke. Reinwald today popped out to the pitcher, got hit by a pitch. Here's the 0-1. That was a little bit low. We're in the fifth, 4-0 Horicon, if you're just joining us. The 1-1, grounder to Sievertson. She'll look back the runner and throw across the diamond. There's two away. Sievertson, a first-team all-league player. You can see she's got a fantastic glove. Here's Lizzie Gibbs. The big screen here, the video board at Goodman Diamond. So all the players have their mug shots up there with their stats. Two away in the fifth. She'll follow it back to the right side. Another catch in the stands. So post-game comments from Coach Schlieve tomorrow morning on our first sportscast locally. Also check DailyDodge.com later tonight. We'll post the story. That's going to get chopped. A base hit right by Munoz. They're going to wave around Miller, and she is going to score as the throw is cut. 5-0 Marsh Ladies. Gibbs with an RBI single. Here's Beekle, courtesy running. Here's Vorlob. Vorlob singled and then went all the way around to score from first on a single by Heller after Cruza had a small bobble, showed some wheels. The soft ones. Young Horicon squad. The 1-0 missed low. It's 2-0. That one missed upstairs. It's 3-0. See if Coach Schlieve says hit away. Horicon runs the three-number system. So he steps, the players step out, and Coach Schlieve yells a number. Here's the 3-0. That was upstairs. two-out walk. Mercedes Heller, who singled and scored in the fourth.
Mercedes Heller.
Five nothing Marsh Ladies. Here's the pitch from Muck outside. It's 1-0.
AM 1430 WBEV Beaver Dam.
That one right down Main Street. 1-1. And thanks for coming on board tonight on 1430 WBEV, your hometown station. Jeff Hall will have some music when this one gets done. John Craftson at 9 o'clock. Here's the 1-1. A little blooper, and it's going to get caught there by Sievertson to retire the side. She again had to sky up to get that liner. But the Marsh Ladies score one more. We head to the sixth. It's 5-0. Horicon leads Iola Scandinavia in the Division IV state semifinals on your hometown station, 1430 WBEV.
If it has to do with your life and your money, it's a landmark moment. For every...
They said the car needs brakes.
Moment. For every...
We need a vacation.
Moment. And for every...
I want that house.
Moment. And for every landmark moment between, Landmark Credit Union is here to help whenever you want to, need to, or have to spend, borrow, or save money. Landmark Credit Union. To learn more, visit landmarkcu.com/moments. Equal housing opportunity.
Full-time, experienced HVAC service tech needed. Chad Guzzi here of Air Care in Beaver Dam. We are looking to hire a service tech with 3 or more years of experience servicing and maintaining HVAC equipment. We reward hard work with competitive pay, an excellent insurance package, paid time off, retirement, company van, phone, and more. To join our team, stop in at our location just east of Beaver Dam on Highway 33 or give me a call at 920-356-8860.
Top of the order for Iola Scandinavia against Lizzie Gibbs for the Marsh Ladies. 5-0 Horicon scored one in the first and has never looked back. Sievertson is 0-2, a pop out and a ground out. First pitch swinging there into foul territory. Schultz comes over and catches it in foul territory. There's one away. Boy, this Iola Scandinavia squad likes to swing at first pitches. They get up there and hack. Here's Michaela Muck, the center fielder. Took that one down Main Street at the letters. Muck's 0-2, a ground out and a pop out on the infield. And 3 singles in a row to lead off the second. There's a swing and a miss, and then a two-out single. And the fifth is all Iola Scandinavia could muster here in their first trip to the state tournament. Here's the 0-2. Grounder foul into the dugout. Lights are now turned on here at the Goodman Diamond. Sports at DailyDodge.com. Still room for you to check in. Tell us where you're listening to the broadcast here today. Here's the 0-2 outside. Gibbs will get the call for the pitch, the wind, the delivery. Muck was way in front of that, fouled it up out of this place. And if you look over the wall, you can kind of see where the old baseball fence used to be when the Badgers had a baseball team. Here's the 1-2, grounded to the right side. That's going to get through for a base hit to right field. So Muck, a seeing eye single, as Vorlov. And the Thunderbirds have a base runner for Marin Hoyard. A couple of ground outs to Bushke at third today. She's hugging the line again. Bushke, that is. 349 for Hoyard. Take a strike. Schultz is playing in at first, protecting against the bunt with one away here in the sixth. Thunderbirds need runs and base runners. She fouled it off her foot. It's 0-2. One in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. Here's the 0-2 pitch outside. Marsh ladies. Gonna head back into the dugout. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cue ball tapper back to Gordon, or Gibbs, I should say. And there's two away. Hoyer just cue balled that right back to Lizzie Gibbs. Here's Alexa Kristoff. Strikeout and a single. Fist one foul. Bushke can't get there. Muck went to second on that tapper back to the circle. Here's Gibbs, winds and delivers. Popped it up on the infield. Vorlov shades back onto the grass. It'll make the catch to retire the side. Iola Scandinavia strands one. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0 Horicon in the Division IV state semifinals on WBEV.
One ice cream, please. No, my ice cream melted, but how?
My favorite flavor, mint chocolate and tears. I'm the trademark summer bummer. With no Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad to save you, you all shall suffer my heat-themed crime spree.
Hold it, you devious flip-flopped foe.
What? Captain Surefire and the Lennox Home Comfort Squad? Hereafter I just cause a massive scene? Impossible.
Face it, summer bummer. With the new Lennox Home Comfort Squad installed here, your pernicious heat waves won't stand a chance.
Darn you, Captain Surefire. I'll be waiting for you.
With a finance plan to fit every budget, today is the time to upgrade to new Lennox Home Comfort System from Surefire, your local Lennox premier dealer. Online at SurefireInc.com.
Be sure with Surefire.
Bottom of the sixth inning, all Marsh ladies here. They look like they're going to be playing for a state championship on Saturday morning. 5-0 over Iola Scandinavia. Gibbs has been spectacular in the circle.
Bottom of the sixth for the Horicon Marsh ladies, Jamie Anderson.
Here's Anderson. Take one low. Getting late for Iola Scandinavia. They'll have just one more chance. Anderson hammers one foul. It's 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. That one missed upstairs. Muck winds and delivers. It's 3-1. Lights are fully on here as the sun has gone back behind the stands here at the Goodman Diamond. Here's the 3-1. She's going to go the other way, and that's going to get caught in right field by Timdahl. And that's snow coned out of her glove, but she hung on. Liner to right. Here's Maddie Bake. Bake today. First pitch swinging now, and she'll lace a single up the middle. She had reached on a fielder's choice and also flew out to center. Going to go back up to the top now and Paige Bake. Lizzie Gibbs today through six innings, just five hits, no runs, just a couple of strikeouts. And what Scandinavia has put it in play. Here's the 1-0. Foul back to the right side. Horicon fans have been pretty good making plays in the stands. And gentlemen out there, right now, just dropped one. Mini Bronx cheer. It's 1-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth. It's in the dirt. Dug out of there by Heschke. And Lizzie Gibbs in the circle. Shut down Iola Scandinavia today. Here's the 2-1. That's going to get fouled into the stands. Oh, it caught the top of the netting. Here's the 2-2. That's outside. Count will go full to Paige Bake. So much activity on this beautiful night. There's a running trail up over the center field wall. Got runners and walkers all over the place. Here's the payoff pitch. That's low and in the dirt. A couple of Bakes on base for the Marsh Ladies here in the sixth. Emma Miller, the all-conference second-team player. Emma scored a couple of runs today. Looking to add a few more. Looked like she was squaring to bunt with one away. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Again, Miller squares to bunt. Took that one low and away. Bake and Bake on base. That time the bunt goes down. It's going to be picked up over there by Munoz. The throw is late. Everybody's safe for the Marsh Ladies. Would you want anybody else at the plate than Jelly Bushke? You're a Marsh Ladies fan. With the sacks full, one away. Here's the pitch. He's going to line one to left. That's going to be a base hit. Bake is going to score. They're going to wave the other Bake home as well. And it is now 7-0 Marsh Ladies. Jelly Bushke, the two-run single, scores a couple of Bakes. Miller stops at second. And that's going to bring out Coach Tom Anderson with a Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram visit to the mound. He's going to make a pitching change. We'll remind you that Leroy Meats and Catering congratulates the Horicon softball team on their trip to the state tournament. They have two convenient locations in Horicon and in Fox Lake. They're your catering headquarters for events such as graduation parties, family reunions, weddings, banquets, business luncheons. It's grilling season, brat steaks and pork chops, second to none from Leroy Meats and Catering. Hot ham Sundays as well. Get that 1 pound of ham and six buns. That is Americana right there. LeroyMeats.com for all their weekly specials, their daily lunch specials, and their catering menu. Appreciate Leroy Meats and Catering for being on board for the Horicon Marsh Ladies run here to the state tournament on WBEV. Also, Surefire in Horicon is proud to be cheering on the Horicon softball team, your premier Lennox home comfort dealer. Go online at surefire.com to learn more about their 0% financing. The new pitcher for the T-Birds is Julia Munoz, making her 14th appearance of the year. She's pitched 62 innings, 74 hits, 27 runs, just 27 earned runs, 41 runs, 40 Ks. Here's Siri Reinwald for the Marsh Ladies. With two on and one out in the sixth. Munoz delivers into the dirt, and the runner's going to move up. Miller to third, Bushke to second. Horicon put together a few more hits. They could end this right here. Reinwald. She's going to line a base hit. In comes Miller. They're going to wave home Bushke, and she will score, and Reinwald goes to second on the throw. So the winning run is now at second base with the courtesy runner. That will be Sarah Frederick. Lizzie Gibbs can end it right here with a base hit. Gibbs has a five hitter going. Now wants to find some green. Gibbs takes one low, and the runner's going to get down to third. Frederick. Munoz gathering herself in the circle now. It's 1-0. Anything on the ground is probably going to score the winning run unless it's hit right at somebody. Munoz misses outside. Your Iola Scandinavia, maybe think about loading up the bases here so you have a force at the plate. Keep this thing alive. Munoz gets the sign. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a bunt. It got hit twice, and they're going to throw over to first. That bunt hit the bat twice. I think the ball was in fair territory, though, so I think Gibbs is going to be, they're going to call it, they called it a foul ball. They had the squeeze play on. They're going to say the ball hit the bat twice, but it was in the box. So it's 1-2. Munoz toes the rubber. Here's the pitch to Gibbs. She's going to hit a little chopper back to the pitcher. Munoz, the throw to the plate is late. Sliding in is Frederick. And Horicon will be playing for a state championship with a 10-0 win over Iola Scandinavia. Lizzie Gibbs hammers an infield single right off of Munoz. And a 5-run sixth inning ends it for the Marsh Ladies. What a game here for Horicon. They score one in the first. one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, five in the sixth. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Marsh Ladies. Lizzie Gibbs, no runs, five hits given up against Iola Scandinavia. Thunderbirds had a couple of errors as well. But Horicon improves to 18-6 on the season. They will play Grantsburg on Saturday morning for their fifth state championship in program history. And that's going to do it here from the Goodman Diamond. Our broadcast presented by Surefire, Horicon Bank, Leroy Meats and Catering, Michelle Wani, your American Family Insurance agent, Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, Air Care, Reed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Richards Insurance, the Bayside Supper Club, Kevin Carnine, your American Family Insurance agent, Metalcraft of Mayville, Landmark Credit Union, McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Ergo Bank, Preferred Dental Partners, and John Deere Horicon Works. Jeff Hall did a fantastic job pushing the buttons and making it all happen back at the station. We'll talk to you again from Goodman Diamond on Saturday morning right around 10:15. It's Horicon and Grantsburg, the Division IV state championship game. For Jeff Hall, my name is Wade Bates. Once again, your final score on the Division IV state semifinals, Horicon 10, Iola Scandinavia nothing. You've been listening to Horicon Softball on your hometown station, 1430 WBEV.